Hi, this is Pastor Alan Fleming of Throne of Grace Ministries, thanking you once again for visiting our website and choosing to listen to this teaching titled Worried. There is no temptation but that which is common to all people. Are you worried? Ask yourself this question. Have you ever allowed your Monday to ruin your Sunday? Do you hate the thought of Monday? Are there mountains in your life that you believe in your heart are insurmountable? Have you lost sleep recently because of a financial challenge or a health problem or the fear of losing your job or the fear of losing your business or the fear of losing your relationship or the fear of what tomorrow may bring or the fear of fear or the fear of what people think about you or the fear of the power of the evil one or the fear that God has removed his hand of protection from you or the fear that even though God has heard your prayer, he may not answer it for whatever reasons, including your performance or the fear of another person's problems? Do any of these things seem hopeless? Do you feel like there's no solution to the point that you worry? Do you ever just have a moment of honesty and speak that you're worried? I want to share an amazing true testimony with you. About 3 years ago, a man came to me for help. He came to me largely because he had worn out all the other counselors and ministers in his life. This man is a very learned man. He is also a very nice man. At this time in his life, he was so worried and anxious that he was in a constant state of despair. Eventually, he became so tired of being worried that he became willing to do almost anything. We had several sessions that lasted for at least 2 hours. It seemed that we were getting nowhere. The one thing that kept me engaged in trying to help this man was his willingness to try. Finally, I told my friend to read the following scripture 3 times a day for 90 days until he had it memorized and could quote every jot and tittle of it. After 60 days, he began to change, and very shortly, his life and his outlook on life turned 180 degrees, and he's a new person. Anxiety and worry have left him. This man is almost unrecognizable as the same person. Here's the scripture that he read out loud 3 times a day for 30 days. If you will do this, your life will never be the same. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 34, a teaching from our Lord and Savior, the Creator of all things. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add 1 cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is here and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, Jesus, and his righteousness, not ours. And all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day are the troubles thereof. Note that Jesus repeats his commandment, not suggestion, do not worry, 3 times in this teaching. Jesus is telling us that when we worry about provision like clothing or shelter or food or these kinds of things, that we're doing exactly what people who do not have God in their life do. We're worrying about the things of this world. We're allowing the cares of this world to manage our lives. And Jesus is saying, don't do that, because your Father in heaven knows the things that you need. And if you will first seek the kingdom of God, Jesus and his teachings and his words, then all these things shall be added unto you. But don't worry. He said that three times in this one teaching. Back to our friend who repeated this teaching three times a day out loud for 90 days about 1 year after the Word of God transformed him into what I promise you is a brand new person, he came to me and asked that we agree in prayer for a powerful and immediate conversion experience for his son, who was lost and in full-blown service of Satan. This man was very concerned about his son, but he made a decision to trust Jesus and not worry anymore. About 3 weeks later, if I remember correctly, his son had a profound salvation experience and is one of the coolest Jesus freaks I know. He spends most of his time studying the Word and teaching it and helping his friends who need Jesus. Actually, the father and the son are now in Bible college. At a recent meeting, his son told me that if he had not seen the profound change in his dad, that, quote, he could never have led me to the Lord. That's what he said. And he said that if his father hadn't changed so radically by memorizing this scripture and saying it over and over to himself, that he would not have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but that his father had changed so much that he had seen the changes in his father that he was willing to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you will memorize the scripture, worry will become a thing of the past. This is Pastor Allen saying thank you for listening to this teaching and signing off.